Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Selling a little? Or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hey everyone, Alex E. Talanda here, and welcome to our bonus content as we work on putting Ostium Season 6 together. We're continuing with our Behind the Ostium series as we go in-depth with the making and discussion of how each episode of Ostium came to be, as well as much more. I am joined by Dwayne Farver, a big fan of the show and creator of the spin-off podcast Manifestations. If you enjoy the Behind the Ostium series, you can get full access to over 50 episodes right now by supporting Team Ostium on Patreon at patreon.com/ostiumpodcast. You'll also get access to a bunch of other bonus content on there too. Once again, that's patreon.com/ostiumpodcast. We'll continue working on getting Ostium Season 6 ready for release in 2022, but for now, sit back and enjoy another episode of Behind the Ostium.
Okay, so our Season 3 finale, Episode 30, Fade to Black. Originally I had, I guess, here, which kind of did happen for the whole season, a note saying, I was going to call this alignment, and all three come together and finally break free of Ostium and the Ostium into the Ostium network, which essentially did happen just on a different timeline. So again, as I've been talking a little bit before, in the previous Behind the Ostium about Back to the Future and its incredible importance in time travel and my love of it, and in this show, I had to have Jake make the reference of where we're going, we don't need doors, because it was just required. The previous episode was all dialogue, which I've always tried to do. I think I did it, in at least one episode each season, where there's no kind of monologue going on, really. It's just all dialogue between characters. And so this, the one previously was all that. And so in this one, we're getting Jake's POV again. And so we're getting to see him using his powers that he's kind of talked about previously, but actually seeing them from his point of view and how he kind of views them, and the confidence that's built up in him with being able to use them and know what he's doing. Once again, they've come back to a place he never wanted to go, a dark horror place that he put right next to the place of the clones in the back of his mind and didn't want to revisit. But at this point knows that's where he has to go. That's the nexus, as we said, of everything coming together here, and for the conflict and the resolution needing to be attained to do it. Jake tells Dave that he's also tied to Ostium now. And I think at this point, Jake also knows that just all of them have some linkage with Ostium. They don't know how or what in any sense, really, but he knows that they're all important players in this Ostium play. I did finally get the chance to use the river analogy, which is used a lot for when talking about time. And then it led me to use a number of puns, which works well for Jake, which is kind of my sort of humor, and kind of gave a little twist to the river analogy that's used a lot. It's the kind of first episode where we think where we know what's going to happen, where we know the place we are. We've had that episode previously of what happened to this place. So you kind of think, okay, well, I'm going to sit back and I kind of know what's going to happen and see how these new, like how the characters deal with it this time. But again, it's not the same. It's the same place, but different things happen. Because unlike before, Jake is in control this time. He's running the show. We get to see the plan of Jake knowing, because of what he knows, what happened there before, how he's going to control and orchestrate it this time. I have Jake talking about coming up with a plan, which is kind of like how authors coming up with ideas. It's an intention of how I kind of do my Ostium writing with a plan, that things always change. Here you have Jake saying he can open the door by himself, actually open his own Ostium, own portal this time, which he kind of referenced a little bit before and done a little bit of, but now he's very much more intentional and controlling about it. He knows exactly what's required, what to do. Not necessarily in this case where it's exactly going to lead, but he knows the things he has to put in place to make it successful. And again, this sets up for the cliffhanger at the end of season four and leading to, so it's basically preseason shadowing for the next season. Where do the men end up when they go through the door that Jake makes once the plan is all carried out? I'm not sure, but I think I need to resolve that at some point in a future episode, I'm sure, because I want to know too. Again, Jake knows what's happening next with this strange demon Kroon creature thing that's coming. It's a voice he's heard in his mind. Is it the voice of Ostium? At this point, we don't know. We know it's something big and dark, possibly the blackness, possibly a manifestation of the blackness. It's something that Dave has also met or run away from at the very least. So it was an evil that we already knew about. And I kind of knew at this point there wasn't enough room to have a whole resolution of how they were going to defeat the blackness or this evilness. I just knew it wasn't going to happen at this point, but I knew it needed to be something strong and poignant for them to actually see it and meet it and realize they were completely out of their depths with it, which I do think worked. I brought on a new voice actor for this. And I can't remember if I released the few of her outtakes too, but just the job she did with, I've just had, you know, super creepy scream talking stuff for my direction for her. And she just really nailed it with being able to bring so much into the voice and the feel of it. I did add some special effects stuff, but for the, even just without that, the voice on its own was quite terrifying and really captured the moment I felt of being shit scared of this thing and just wanted to get the hell out of there. So you do have the building tension right at the end with this thing coming to get them. It knows that it's lost its intended main course that it was going to have, almost to the point where it knew what was going to happen exactly because it is part of Ostium and knew what to expect, and that when it wasn't there, that something had been changed, something big and drastic had happened in the framework of Ostium, and that it needed to find out what it was. And that's when it came and confronted Jake and Dave. As again, you have this building tension, and then they just managed to slip away by the skin of their teeth through a door and end up in the Ostium network. This thing is clearly much more powerful than Jake, as I said. And again, it's something that sets up the following season and brings it to a head at the end of the season. You already know kind of how dangerous this thing is because you all listened to the Home by the Sea episode and saw what happened to those men, and that was just playtime for her or it. Dave also knows that this thing is the thing that was controlling him, making him do things that he didn't want to do with killing the other men. So it all kind of comes together here and fills in a lot of holes and answers questions, but also sets up and asks more questions of what's going to happen next with them getting through to the Ostium network. And the question at the end is it the same Ostium network as where Monica is, or is it a totally different one? And that's how we have our ending for the season.
I liked Jake's rule, you have to clean up after yourself.
Mm-hmm. I think that was a little nod to, yeah, seeing previous other things that did play around with that and just leave whatever trashed, you know, and just general hygiene and cleanliness and good manners. And you never know if you're going to, and especially I think also with it being Roanoke, they never know when they're going to come back again for, you know, since they have come back multiple times.
And the part where he's talking to Dave about the plan and how he's going to use Dave as bait, that was a pretty, mm-hmm. you knew it was a pretty tense episode, but it was nice, some comedic relief. And it was interesting the way the soldiers, I wrote down that they chase Dave, but they don't shoot. They just follow. And then they go through the door that's opened by Jake, and Jake's pretty much knocked out by, mm-hmm. you know, he's exhausted by it. So I don't want to blow any holes in the story, but
shoot, if good, they, good pun if intended.
if they were from the Ostium network, was there a chance they would have recognized Dave?
That's an interesting question. That's a good one to write down and think about. Yeah.
And then I answered it myself by saying, uh-huh. maybe they weren't from the same Ostium network.
Mm-hmm, true. There is some of that, yeah. I would say with the shooting thing, because I was just thinking it over my mind, the only time they've kind of opened fire is on door number one, which had no effect. So I think at this point, they're kind of like, our guns are more just prop pieces. They don't seem to do much. And so okay. I would think at this point, they're almost, they're holding them because they feel comforted by them, but they're not really doing any, they haven't done anything of useful yet. So they're just going to keep holding them and not actually use them on anyone. I think that fits right with what went on. Just real quick, go back to the plan and all that. Again, mm-hmm. with a lot of these episodes, it's just me putting the words on the page and letting Jake spit things out and being like, okay, well, that's what's going to happen. Okay, well, we'll go with it and see where this goes. but definitely in the back of my mind, I've always wanted to, much as Monica felt bad about sending the soldiers in and not knowing what happened to them, I've always wanted to know what happened to them and resolve their storyline too. And again, as they move on to somewhere else too, whichever Ostium network they're in and wherever they're from, it's going to be something that will be resolved in the future too.
At least they're not dead mm-hmm. in horrific ways.
And headless.
So the other question I had is, Jake says she's coming. So does Jake have more information about the creature at this point than we thought he did? Because it doesn't seem like it's something familiar to him, but it seems like he's intuiting a lot about the way the creature's tied to the blackness.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't think he knows anything about that at this point. I think because Dave has been calling it the crone, kind of, as a title, and that's okay. Why there's an automatic female association with it. That was what, as I was writing these, that's kind of what I was leading to, even though they weren't totally certain. That's what they were kind of doing. And then eventually it did happen up to be that way.
Okay. And I wrote down that I really, in the first time I listened to it, I was like, well, that's a really interesting way for the creature to appear, that it arrived in a crackle of dark energy. And I'm like, okay, this is where I thought that the creature is like an anti-ostium creature.
Mm-hmm.
Because it didn't seem in any way connected to the technology of the doors from Ostium.
Mm-hmm. It's something outside of the doors, which is what I was going for. Yeah. That I had fun with play. Cause at this point I was still doing the sound work and playing around with adding multiple effects and doing different things. And also running the door, like their rival sounds, running them forwards and backwards and different things like that, and just playing with it. But yeah, it was all intentional of making this feel like this is something, you know, awesome and indomitable and something they have not faced yet. And it's something beyond their comprehension, really.
And I wrote down that Arden's voice sounds painful.
Yes.
If I were to replicate it, it would be painful.
Yes, it certainly did. She did an incredible job. And again, I hadn't written season 4 at this point and set all this stuff up, but it worked out that with how the pain that she's feeling, it makes sense with what she's gone through and all this stuff that sets up in the future. Yeah.
Very, very much so.
It all ties in. Yep.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices
down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
We also find out that the creature made Monica send the soldiers through the door, that it wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
So we get some slight
resolution kind of there.
Reprieve for, mm-hmm. for Monica as well.
And as
you were talking about, they find themselves. I like the description of they're in a new location, Dave and Jake, mm-hmm. and there's salt in the air. And I'm like, okay, so this is letting us know that they're on the rock. And in my mind, is I wasn't even questioning if it was the same Ostium network.
Uh-huh.
I was sure of it at the time.
Because you needed something that you could ground yourself
on. To something.
Yes, you're not totally lost. Because Ostium will do that to you.
Yeah, this was, if I wasn't hooked by this season, this would have done it. But... I agree with the person on Twitter. season 8, 9, and or episode 8, 9, and 10 of this mm-hmm. season were definitely very high energy, high drama, and answering a lot of questions that we probably a lot of us had listening, mm-hmm. and setting up a bunch more for season 4.
And that's been my promise from day one is. Unlike Lost, to answer questions, but I also want to keep giving more so they can be more seasons. Yeah.
They did very little on the answering part.
The little they did was terrible.
They were really good at setting up questions.
Well, that's easy to do. So that's why I've been so happy that along the way, the answers have come and they've worked well and fit well with the storyline. All right, well, I think that wraps up this Behind the Ostium, wraps up season 3. And we'll be moving on next to season 4, so stay tuned.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi everyone, Steve here from the Ostium Network. To pass the time here at the Ostium Network while I'm waiting for Jake and Mum to come back, I've been immersing myself in audio dramas. One podcast I've been really enjoying recently is The Sleep-Wake Cycle. It's this great blend of supernatural horror and dark fantasy, even with a bit of noir thrown in. The neurodivergent Stroud twins were born during the Night Plague of 1983, and after a lifetime apart have been finally reunited. As reclamation agents, it's their job to restore the country to its former glory by getting it back from the kings and queens below the world. This show runs the gamut from paranormal investigation to outright cosmic horror. Right, so that's The Sleep-Wake Cycle, which you can find wherever you listen to your podcasts, or just check out rustyquill.com for more information.